The last time we checked in with Mohammed Jubari, who studies mechanical engineering technology, Saudi-led airstrikes were pummeling his hometown of Sana'a. The electricity grid was down, and his family's generator depended on fuel that was hard to come by. His parents' income was slashed, and at least one relative had died. At the time, the International Committee of the Red Cross had announced that 1 million people in Yemen had contracted cholera. Famine is also now widespread.
In terms of my family situation, not much has been changed. The same situation with salaries have not been paid. The same situation with the airstrikes is just keep going.
But what has changed is his ability to pay for his schooling. You may recall Houthi rebels that took control of Yemen's capital seized the treasury and stopped paying salaries of state workers, including his mom. His dad's business has suffered tremendously, too. To pay the bills, Mohammed took a job working at Paul Mueller Company in Springfield while still a full-time student. But he's way behind on payments. He says Missouri State University has considered his special situation and has given him several grace periods. But tuition is so long overdue, he's about to lose his status as a student. He can't register for next semester's classes, and he's about to lose his student visa and have to leave his dreams in the U.S. behind. As a last resort, Mohammed approached his professor.
I'm the coordinator of the mechanical engineering technology program here at Missouri State University, and Mohammed is my student.
That's Dr. Kevin Hubbard.
I came to Dr. Hubbard after I exhausted all my resources in the university, and it was at the point that, okay, I don't know what to do now. So I remember walking into the lab.
We began to, Mohammed and I, to explore other avenues to help him.
But the more Hubbard thought about it, the more it bothered him.
I got up and the house was quiet. I was getting ready to go to work. And I thought, what are you going to do, Kevin? Why don't you do something?
So he decided he'd start a fund, beginning by digging into his own wallet. And he thought, I wonder if my colleagues would want to pitch in.
And they did. They responded. Dr. Jones, one of our other mechanical engineering technology professors, didn't even let me finish. He said, whatever it is, I'm in. And all of my colleagues did the same.
And he started thinking about it without even telling me. And I thought that he already forgot about it. And one day he came and he's like, I have not forgot you, and I'm starting fund for you. And I still remember my smile was like from one side to the other side. And it was a really great gesture, because if, like, at the point where I was really hopeless, it just gave me so much hope.
In gratitude, Mohammed Jubari said, look, after I graduate, I'll create a fellowship for the university's program for students like me in the future. But that online GoFundMe was created several weeks ago. It didn't generate a lot of traction. As of this month, he's only raised about $1,600 toward his goal of $15,000. Jubari only has this summer to scrape together the money. He can't bring himself to tell his family he's about at the end of his rope, since they're already struggling with life or death in a war zone. He says it's out of his hands now, but no matter what happens, he'll never forget the kindness of people he's met here.
I felt I'm home. I mean, it's just suddenly I feel like it's the connection you develop with people around you when in hard times. This is how I felt too. I really appreciated the community here and the people. I felt like I have not just friends, I have family here.
And Mohammed told me that he felt so fortunate that when he came to America, he said, this is not the picture that we had from television programs. We thought people were running around in very large cities, shooting each other with machine guns. And here I came to the middle of the country. He said, this university, the community, he said, it's just like being back home. People care about each other and they try to help. And I thought that was an astounding compliment, not just to me, but to us.
Mohammed Jubari aspires to be the president of Yemen one day, and he says he'd like to use the ideals he's learned here in the U.S. to heal his country. I'm Jennifer Moore in Springfield.